Episode 525, February 22nd, 2021.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is The Robin Joe Show.
2 minutes until showtime.
It's a f***ing great show.
Listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Robbie Robinson does not get enough credit.
The Robin Joe Show, my two favorite guys.
You're listening to The Robin Joe Show.
Do you feel lucky? Do you
punk? The Robin Joe Show.
I've worked with Rob and Joe before, and they do an amazing job.
Go back on that Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show.
The Rob and Joe show is my favorite.
Rob Mayer, Joe Robinson, here they are.
Please, secure your belongings. Keep your arms and legs inside the car at all times. And remain seated until the ride comes to a complete stop. Now, here's Rob Mayer and Joe Robinson.
Monday! Yes, it's Monday! I'm waiting all week, and as it's time for Rob and Joe. Chat room Monday! It's 7:30, that's when I hear live Rob and Joe. Done with Monday! Oh, it's been a hard day, thank God it's time for Rob and Joe.
I'm looking at my show notes, Joe. I've got a lot of things about Gramps written down.
Oh man, here's the thing. I just even told myself I'm gonna stop talking about Gramps because I find myself being too harsh. So, you know,
these are my Gramps topics.
If you have positive things, that's good. Yeah, that's fine.
You know, I did JSS Friday morning, and I spent the first half hour talking about drinking Crown Royal with Gramps.
You did?
Yeah.
What? Give me the lowdown.
Well, because Gramps had stuck his head in when we were doing our pre-show phone FaceTime meeting.
Was he wearing a robe?
He was wearing a robe. Yes, he was.
Yeah, very, that's kind of disturbing. Seductive. When he shows up in his robe.
He was asking if I needed coffee. He's being friendly. But I think Scott overheard that. So then we started talking. And I just mentioned that he really enjoys when I come over on Monday night. You know, it's literally I walk in. Do you want Crown Royal? And of course I do. I say yes. He's like, this is probably one of his highlights of his week. I said, you know, you're probably right.
It is.
And I don't mind. And I'm not one to turn down a drink.
He's also very concerned with when people are arriving. You know that?
He's very concerned about that.
And when they're leaving.
It seems like he's never had a job where he was a train conductor or a pilot or something where there was times involved.
He's
about that.
He's a very serious. But what also is when you're on in the morning, 5:30 to 10. When you're on in the afternoon, 1:30 to 6:30. That's the time that you're on the air.
Yes.
He can't wrap his head. So I have to answer that question. When are you done? When are you off? You know, every single time. And I think I told you when I was doing the Ravens pregame, when I would do the hour by myself, I'd do a break and then we'd play songs.
Uh-huh.
And every single time, I'm not talking about a few times, every single time I would do my first break, I would walk out, or he goes, what, you're not on the air yet? Every time. He would never. And I go, Dad, they're playing songs. Without fail. He could never quite recall that I had to, well, that only talk for like five minutes.
You're a tad loud, Joe.
Okay.
Well, when I got done, I walked out at 10 a.m. He's like, what, you're done already? I thought you'd go on longer. How long do you think I do here?
No, that's 10. And of course, it's always 10. That never changes.
Is that better, Robbie?
I think so, yes.
Cool. Any editing tweaks, tips, criticisms for last week? Are we done with this bit?
I think we're probably done with the bit. I think
it's already great.
I think that you're doing a fine job.
Thank you, Robbie. I appreciate that.
I'm telling you, it doesn't even occur to me. I listen to it. I listen to it back all the time, and I listen to the Patreon. Which, by the way, the Patreon wasn't as bad as I had remembered.
It was very bad.
About the last 20 minutes, we start going off on some things that have to do
with...
Yes, gender fluidity, right?
It got all into all kinds of things.
But other than that, there was a lot of cool stuff in there that we talked about, how the murder mystery has evolved, you know, some things that are going on at 98 Rock. Also, you have to go to Patreon to hear the Jeremy song.
It's worth it.
Well, Robbie said he had input, and I'm interested because Can
we talk about this without people having heard it? It seems like a bad topic
well,
for this main show.
No,
I want people to drive people they there should, to give us their opinion because there's definitely a difference of opinion on this quality of that song.
Well, obviously, Robbie's already okay. angry, as you can hear, right?
What you're telling me is if you want to hear, name the biggest artist in the world, Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Foo Fighters, you can literally hear it streaming for free.
That's correct.
But if you want to hear Jeremy Woodworth's song with Gramps' lyrics, you have to pay $5.
Well, that wouldn't be fair for us now just to give it out for free because right. we've already said it.
I'm not saying we get it for free. I'm saying we don't keep talking about it on the main show.
Well, we're going to evaluate it.
All right, fair enough.
This is promotion, Rob.
Thanks, Robbie.
We'll talk about it, Robbie. Give it your review.
Yeah, obviously you hate it, but go ahead.
Oh, I hated every second of it. You talked about that guitar solo. It was just not. It was, and poor Gramps. He wrote that beautiful poem, and you can't hear one word. I couldn't understand one word except for lubricant and lotion.
The beautiful poem is about
my tongue is in my cheek a little bit.
Okay.
But at least the lyrics are interesting, and you can't understand any of them.
Well, Gramps said he had to have the poem, he had to read it while listening.
That's okay. Yes. No, wait, no, not yes. That's no gauge.
No, when, you're right. Gramps is not a gauge for that, but I do happen to agree with him. I was like, this is...
Well, the fact that Gramps... Listen... When Ryan Dassing's wife gave a thank you to Gramps on Instagram, Twitter, where was the
Twitter, yes.
And at the beginning, she goes, hey, Gramps. He's like, what is she saying? He couldn't understand, hey, Gramps. Which, meanwhile, you could obviously just kind of.
Like a dog figures that out, the name. They learn
it. Right. It's their own name, right.
What's Chad saying?
Nothing really. Gramps said, I like the song Lubricant Lotion. Gramps liked it. I don't, I find that hard to believe, but okay.
So I, NASA, the rover, the Mars Perseverance rover, it landed on Mars after a 7-month journey. And NASA had this thing where you could upload a photo and they would put you on Mars. And I did that for that Gramps overalls photo with the rake. It's a classic Gramps photo that we've shared.
Yes.
And so then I texted to him. He loved it. He can't figure out how to get it from his phone to his Instagram, which is the easiest, by the way, thing. The easiest way to do it is to go phone to Instagram, seeing that the app is on your phone. But whatever.
So that thank you that Ryan Dassing's wife gave to Gramps.
Yes.
I personally saw him watch that 20 times. Then
if you go to our Twitter, Rob and Joe Show, you can hear it, see it.
Okay, yeah. Then he's like, where do I find that? So he couldn't find it. I guess he wanted to watch it some more, but now I know. It's on the Rob and Joe Show Twitter. It's on
there. She's an attractive woman. So I say to Gramps, because when I was here the other day, he was, how'd you get that photo? How'd you do that? I explained it's NASA's website. It's not me doing the photoshopping. I don't know how to do
that. How did I get on Mars?
Right, exactly. And he goes, what was the point of that? I go, oh, because this Mars rover, it landed, it's the whole thing. And I go, have you seen the movie The Martian? And I know he hasn't because he hasn't seen anything. And I go, you should see that movie. And he goes, okay. So it did get me thinking that the man loves, that's what he does is television. And I've mentioned this before. We should have a movie of the week. People can nominate it. We find a way for him to see it. Whatever people nominate, we only pick that if we can get it. We don't make a special effort, Joe. You don't have to buy the movie. But I'm just saying,
how's he going to see it?
Yeah, come on, do you have cable here? Right.
Right. Okay. Listen.
I watch The Martian free on my cable.
I hear you. I want you to listen to me for a second. My father, I'm not sure he knows how to get to HBO.
No. You have to. We have to teach him to do this.
But
he's not doing anything else. TV's his life.
I gotcha.
And he's using, basically has that TV and he's using 1/10 of it.
All right. I got to be as candid as I can without getting myself riled up. Okay.
All right.
No one is more frustrating than my father. Okay. He won't try anything new, but he does spend every single day complaining about how bored he is.
He told me he'd watch The Martian.
Listen to me. So this is the level of laziness. He doesn't even watch one single show on regular television because he'd have to move out of TiVo and go into live TV.
Okay, so we start looking to see when The Martian is playing.
I guess we have to
record it.
Yeah, we have to record it.
I'm saying if we have to do it that way. By the way, The Martian is a very easy movie to like. It's not.
No, The Martian's really good. I really like The Martian. And
I have a great movie for him. If only we could get him on Netflix. I watched a movie with Jason Statham called Homefront.
Well, yeah.
It was written by.
No, he would love that. I saw it. So here's,
you know who wrote that script you played, Joe?
Who?
David Mamet.
Him? I don't. Yeah, right.
Sylvester Stallone.
That doesn't surprise me at all.
I like that.
It looks like something he might write.
But don't we like the idea of a. By the way, our listeners would probably mail a friggin' DVD. Don't we like the idea of Gramps watching a movie then reviewing it?
Gramps also has a VHS player if you needed him to do that. Yeah, okay. I mean, I guess we could have him review a movie. This is work for me, and I'm telling you.
Okay, but so is driving into the senior center for 3 hours, which you're willing to do.
It's a lot more challenging. Well, here's the thing. You know, I told you I can't do that because everything's on Zoom because seniors, if they get COVID, they die immediately according to the world.
But all these things you're offering to do for him require some work.
Yeah, you're right. He takes nothing upon himself. So, I guess, okay. I mean, here's what's frustrating is we bought him a television that is a smart TV.
Right.
And for some reason, and it's not just my elderliness, Katie can't figure out either. We can't get the TV to sync up with the internet. There's some issue.
Huh. Yeah, there's a problem with that TV. I think it's the type of Wi-Fi you have makes a difference.
Huh. That's well, whatever. Weird. It can't. But, you know, and by the way, you know how much those TVs cost now that are that size? Because that's a 36-inch TV.
Oh, they're like $200 or something.
Not even that, yeah. Right? So you can literally get a 4K smart TV that size for like $100 or whatever. Yeah. But that's, please, the idea of doing that, I'm telling you, you couldn't get it done. And I get, so.
I feel like because TV's the thing he loves the most, and he's only watching recorded shows on TiVo. It's like you love music today, and you're only listening to your records.
That's what he's doing.
I know, but like you really,
you understand that
he could just figure out how to stream music. You listen to a billion more songs.
Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. So, my dad can go to YouTube and listen to any song that has ever been created.
Yeah.
If I said, "Hey, Robbie, what songs does my dad listen to?" He can name them. He only listens to like six songs. That's it. And that's it. You just watch it, and he watches those six songs, and he listens to them over and over and over again. Yeah, I'm not frustrated by that.
There's links to every one of them on his desktop.
He can do whatever he wants to do in terms of what he consumes. Again,
why can't there be a link to a Netflix on his desktop?
I could try to do that, yeah.
What do you watch it on?
Definitely could be.
Yeah, I guess I could do that.
What if we had Mike Chamberlain and Gramps watching the same movie and giving a review?
I don't think that could never happen.
I mean, not at the same time.
I don't think my father would be okay with watching a movie on his computer. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this. Robbie?
Yeah, I think that he would not be willing to do that. Although, if the screen is neck on his lap, it's going to be just as big as the one he's watching.
Yeah. He doesn't. What are you trying to do? Make sense?
What about a TV, a tray that you?
You can't,
I feel like this could
no,
be set
No, you can't
up.
Make sense. Listen.
You're saying logically it won't matter.
I go to work
every
day, and every day my dad texts me, "Do I have to let Oscar out?" I mean, I'm not kidding. Every day. Meanwhile, 1 o'clock could just roll around. He could just take him out.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he's so afraid of giving any extra effort. He's afraid that he'll walk him at 12:45 and I'll walk in at 1 and he's actually had to do something. I'm not kidding. Not every once in a while. Every single day he texts me, "Do I have to walk the dog?" That's he wants to do literally
nothing.
Is he nothing.
Responding on chat? Because I have a lot more Gramps stuff, by the way. So is the chat, are they giving movie recommendations? I feel like
Dirty Grandpa they did.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, I also see other Gramps stuff.
Well, I walked in on him watching Big Bang Theory. Not that that's bad.
That's like, one of four things that he watches.
And I go, "Who's your favorite character? Is it Sheldon?" And he says,
"Who's Sheldon?"
Okay, does he say, A, "Who's Sheldon?" B, "He's okay." C, "I hate Sheldon." D, "He's my favorite."
He definitely hates Sheldon. The best character.
He hates Sheldon,
of course.
Yes.
And by the way, the whole show revolves around basically him. He won the Emmy for best actor.
They
or
made
whatever.
A young Sheldon.
They made another show about him. He's by far the best character.
So guess his favorite character. Don't overthink it.
Kelly Cuoco.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
Yes.
So two things. He's watching Modern Family, and there's three things that happen during. I only tell a couple of them because I got to be careful because, again, mm-hmm. I'm I can't just start going crazy on Gramps. He goes, yeah. I go, oh, Modern Family. I go, what do you think of those guys? Because, you know, the two gay guys are the funniest guys on the show, right?
Right.
He goes, I go, do you like those guys? He goes, no. He's so homophobic that the funniest guys on the show, he doesn't.
Well, you caught him watching another show.
Yeah, but let me finish the story about this. So
there's more gay stories.
He goes, you guys said I look like somebody on this show.
On Modern Family.
I go, we did? I go, who did you look like on the show? And I'm thinking, I guess maybe Ed O'Neill, but he really doesn't look anything like Ed O'Neill. I'm like, who could this possibly be? Now, I already said something to Robbie. Who do you think it is?
Eric Stone Street.
Rory Scovel.
Oh, yes. Well, is now, he on that show?
He was on one episode. Okay. And I'm like, Rory Scovel.
He wasn't a recurring character?
No, he was only on one episode.
That's so weird because one episode I happen to see, he was on it.
So I pull up a picture of Rory Scovel. I go, Dad, this is Rory Scovel. And apparently Robbie did say.
I said it.
You did. He looked like when he was younger, there's a picture that he looked like Rory. But I was like, who the hell could it be? I'm like, Rory Scovel?
I stand by that.
Yeah, well, maybe my young father did look like Rory Scovel.
Yeah, not today. Yeah.
But yeah, so no, my dad was watching Temptation Island. Now, that was noteworthy because he only watches Blue Bloods, NCIS, Family Feud, Big Bang Theory. Sorry, he also watches Friends. So that's it. He doesn't watch anything else. So when I saw Temptation, I go, because I heard like hip-hop music. And I'm like, what the hell? So I go, Dad, what are you watching? He said, Temptation Island.
And he knows the name of it.
Yeah. I go, what are you watching that for? He goes, I watch it because you get to see boobs and butts.
Well,
I go, Dad, you can watch porn. I mean, you can literally go on your computer and watch people that look like that.
Yeah.
Actually, having, if that's what you're into.
You can.
You don't have to watch some horrible television show. You can just watch porn.
But he gets to know their personality.
He didn't want to watch porn.
All right. Well, this brings me to my main idea. Now, this was we might have mentioned this a year ago. I might have mentioned it. And for reasons that will be clear here in a second, it was only a joke, where now it could be serious. So something was about to happen a year ago that got put off because of COVID, a TV show. And now they are starting it up again. It is, and I think it's the perfect storm, because we have someone with the show that is an expert in this field. And we have the three of us who have combined have made a profile for Scott Apple that led him to hitting a home run in terms of finding a wife.
Yeah.
The Bachelor is doing a senior season.
Okay.
So now we have a single and available Gramps. We have Robbie, the worldwide expert in The Bachelor and what they're looking for. We have our ability to write profiles, be funny, be charming. We have his poetry. We have, at the very least, we have everything we need to submit an application.
Listen.
You imagine Gramps on this show? You look even more beautiful than when I saw you on your picture.
What's funny
I
is
can
that
imagine, all right.
My father, the idea of him not wanting to do the show would be because he's not ready for something like that. Not because he's...
Don't worry, they never work out. So.
Yeah, not because he's got no shot at it. It's because, yeah. But
And he also looks, you know, like he's 48 years old.
Stop saying that. He's not... God, stop saying that. The cleaning lady, you know, my dad...
You were not a fan of this idea?
No, I hate
we this have idea. To. We don't want to submit an application just to see where it goes?
Sure, okay.
We can do that, but here my fear is that they...
He's not going to get on the show.
No, he will get on the show.
He will.
100% I can get him on the show, but...
Well, then we have to do
no,
it.
No, you can't.
Okay.
Robbie, 100% you can get him on the
Let's
show?
Bet.
All right, it's a bet.
I know, I believe that I could, but no, I don't want to because I know that they would end up casting him as a villain.
No. He can get on the
show.
Well,
he is a villain.
Yes. Well, that's what
how
I'm
else
saying.
Could they, how else are they going to cast him?
Is he going to be the hero?
Here's the biggest misogynist ever to live.
He would not be happy about the way he got painted.
He wouldn't be able to hear it.
Yeah, he wouldn't. He'd be like, hey, I'm on TV again.
So that's your reason for not, because you think, I was.
He would not come
you
off
think
well.
You're that confident that you could get him on the show.
I think I've got like I'll be generous. I got like a 60% chance.
No.
What?
No, you don't.
Okay, Robbie, we'll give you 3-1 odds.
I'll give you a 10-1.
I'm not going
to
do it.
No.
Robbie, he can say no.
I know what it takes to get cast on that show.
Robbie. Even if they have him, he can just back out.
Robbie, come on. It's not 60%, but if you're that confident, he can always not do it. You go and do what is necessary to get him on the show.
I don't have time.
It's not 60%.
Okay.
By the way, they're not looking for somebody that looks like Dad, Robbie.
Maybe not. Maybe
they're looking
all
for somebody
really
that looks like George Clooney, who's also 60.
Yeah, Tom. Possible. They're looking for Tom Selleck from Blue Bloods.
So no, yes, like George Hamilton, maybe.
Yes, they're not looking for a guy who won't leave his recliner. Right.
I guarantee you the guy they pick, I don't know if it's a bachelor or a bachelorette, but he's going to be in great
shape.
He's
going to be like Richard Gere. Yeah.
Oh,
gonna look
oh
like.
No. I was thinking I could get him in the cast of people vying.
No. That's what I think, too, sure. But I don't know which way they're doing.
Yeah. I can't get him the
no,
main,
no. If
the
there's,
main part. No.
Yeah, if he's... No, I don't think he could either. But you're saying if it's a female, that he could be one of the people that's longing
I,
for her.
I believe they would put him on the show because they would paint him in a certain way.
No, but Robbie,
they would find that he would be entertaining for the
okay.
show.
But you're writing this profile. How would he be painted as the villain?
But see, after you get the initial submission, then they audition you, and they will, and those producers get a hold of Dad. They'll be like, "This guy's a gem."
What? How's Dad going to get his recliner to the set? How's that going to be? Able, what happens when Gramps has to leave the middle of taping to go to the post office?
Is Gramps willing to do this? Is he talking on? Because I feel like we owe it to at least try.
All right,
Gramps,
well,
can we get you to go on Senior Bachelorette?
Yeah. By the way, if it's a female,
yeah,
it's gonna she's gonna look like Helen Mirren. You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Yeah, she's gonna be gorgeous.
Yes,
yes.
Is that gonna
yeah,
be?
No doubt.
All right, nope. He won't answer.
They'll keep him around too. A few episodes.
All
because
right. Well, I'm gonna start the process on that. Rob and Joe should be right back.
Rob's long-awaited Dry Bar Comedy Special is finally here. It's available for free on the Dry Bar Comedy app. The reviews are in. Gramps says, "Stop telling jokes about my girlfriend." Mac Bergson said, "I wish Robbie produced it." Joe Robinson said, "It's the pie plate closer of comedy specials." So download the Dry Bar Comedy app and watch Rob's special.
All we watch is HGTV and then the Murder Channel. It's just Property Brothers, Menendez Brothers, just nonstop. She just she wants us to buy a house, renovate it, flip it, buy a new house, and in that new house, murder me. That's her whole 10-year plan. So
never estimate the laughs.
The Rob and Joe Show.
Test 3, 4, 6, 7, 8.
Why did you skip 5?
I just did it to keep you on your toes.
Can Gramps write me a poem to have my wife have sex with me? And then I'll put it to music. Now, I don't know that he'll put it to good music, but I think that it would be enjoyable, right?
I would love to hear it.
Would be more than glad to take care of Gramps 12 hours at 40K. Yeah, okay. Good luck, Jeremy. Okay, hold on. I'm going to Google right now. Buy used panties.
Yeah.
I could.
But the line is never underestimate the laughs, and I fixed it.
You did, Robbie?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. Let me Google period panty. Hold on.
One time in high school, I wrote a series of haikus as one long poem, and it got put in the newspaper.
Congratulations.
So I might just try that trick.
Don't be spending thousands of dollars on used Walker Hayes panties. Who do we see 50 Shades of Grey with? You remember?
Was it my mom?
I don't think so.
Please let it be.
I have a tab open, worn panties, women.
You think that I can't live without your love? You'll see.
No, he goes, they're black. Dad, I've never beaten you in an argument. Are you always right?
I've heard you, when someone say that to you, you said, well, when I say something, obviously I think I'm right. I would never say something
don't
if I think it's wrong.
Don't you dare throw my own logic back to me.
Has he told Walker Hayes yet that he's vaccinated? Maybe that'll help his case.
You actually, now that you mention it, you might be right that people who are about to listen see that double space and tell us to go fuck ourselves.
Joe, it sounded like never mestimate the laughs.
Well, Joe listened to it. He liked it. So
talking about getting Walker on the show, and there's a miscommunication between Rob and I.
But if you're going to have her come
come here to be on the show.
She's not going
to
be in the building.
Tell her she can spend the night.
So she's not coming here, Dad.
Former show announcer Tim said Eagle. He thought his name was Eagle the Eagle.
So Walker Hayes posts a picture and says something like, a powerful woman. And my dad goes, not powerful, hot. So he basically objectifies her, right? Right? Oh. My comedy is so highbrow. Sometimes you don't get it.
Just cut and paste Rob's into Google and see what comes up.
Yeah, we can probably
do that.
What if it says great Rob Mayer poetry? Everybody's laughing. He's like, why aren't you laughing? He didn't like the idea. Like, Aunt Tish wouldn't have thought that was funny, right?
I think she would have thought it was funny.
There's no way in hell she would have thought that. Dad.
I'm looking at the chat now. Snazzy Hector thinks this.
He said bad read, Joe.
Graham said, I couldn't understand a word he said except for Graham, which is probably for the best.
It's definitely for the best.
Yeah.
How many clothing designers can you name of all time?
Well, you got your Calvin Klein. You got your Ralph Lauren. Tommy you got Hill your Tommy figure. Hilfiger, sure. You got your... What else? You're Levi Strauss.
But you're in a vegetarian restaurant, and you're saying, where's the meat?
All right, I want fucking meat.
There was an older man, and he was shaking. He had to walk away. My dad leans over and says, I bet that guy got nervous because he saw Joe Robinson was here.
I said, the line in the Prince song is loving you in silence, and I changed to loving you as heaven. And she goes, well, I wish you would love me right now in silence.
Obviously, Jeremy's vocals are horrible, but if you actually had somebody who could sing...
Can we have Graham write a poem from the rats to Jeremy?
Yes, please stop shooting me in the head. I'm not saying that Jeremy is not smart. I think he is smart.
Very.
I read his sentence structure, and I don't get that impression.
You communicated something to Walker Hayes? She posted about wanting to have a baby?
Yes, I told her that we would get together and work on it.
Now he's a father. Again. All right.
Great. Another brother or sister to share the inheritance with?
I mean, you're clearly ready to raise a kid again.
Yeah.
Awesome job, Robbie. Our show is, what, like 70% Gramps and Jeremy?
Yeah, you're right.
And a lot of Walker Hayes talk.
That's interesting because there's two things that I definitely want to talk about. Let's get to show announcer Tim, but let me start with Walker Hayes. About 3 or 4 weeks ago, I said, hey, reach out to Walker Hayes.
Yeah.
The main reason is I would like to distance myself from that. But you're dragging your feet. What's your problem?
No, you want me to reach out to her right now?
Reach out to her right now. Yeah, live on the air and say, hey, we'd like to talk to you right now.
What's the best way to talk to her? I don't think I have her phone number.
But you can message her.
I will Instagram Walker Hayes.
But yes, she's got to sift through all the Gramps DMs to get to.
Yes.
Yeah, I worry about Gramps getting DM'd, obviously. Because, you know, Gramps will be like, hey, this Haitian prince called me, and I just gave him my routing number. So,
How about, would you like to come on our podcast and talk about Joe's father's love for you?
All right. No thanks. Appreciate the reach out. I wonder if that's the approach. I wonder if she's ever listened to an episode of this show. You think she would try to be cool and act like she didn't, or do you think she actually hasn't? There's no way she's going to say, yes, I listened.
No way she's listened. Joe's father's.
Mm-hmm. Did you see what Dad answered about the being on The Bachelorette?
No.
Oh, yeah, I'll read that, too. Hold on.
Yeah, it's a pretty good response, Rob. You'll like it.
Megan and Maxie, Gramps is too smart for that typical Joe. I don't know what that means, but... All right, here we go. So, Gramps said, if the girls are old, I'm not interested.
He wants to go on the regular Bachelorette.
Yeah, no, he just wants to have sex with the women. He's not interested in anything else.
He wants to go straight to the fantasy suite, Rob.
Yep, good for him.
What's a fantasy suite? They go in there and have sex?
Yeah, at
they
the
do
end,
sometimes.
When he's down to three women? When he's down to three women, they each get an opportunity to spend the night together in the fantasy.
No cameras.
And all the women are okay with it?
No, they can say no.
They don't have to have sex.
Are they okay with him going into there with various women?
Sure they're not okay, but they know
that came up on the last season too.
Tell me what happened.
Because the guy fucked all the women.
And then one of the girls like, I don't like somebody.
Yeah, like, hey, I'm not cool with this.
And she left?
Did she end up leaving, Rob? I think she
I stopped watching last season, but I don't. That's the one where the girls fell in love in the middle, and then they brought somebody new in or something.
Fuck yeah. That girl for having dignity. Get her off the show. Dumb. Anyway, show announcer Tim was mentioned in that montage. We're having the weirdest conversation with him in a text string. I know we're bringing up a text string conversation with our friends, but this is what he's saying. So,
first of all, Tim is 75% hilarious.
You're right.
And then
25% completely ridiculous. Is that?
Well, I would say 15% he's about to get angry over nothing.
Right.
And then 10% will die on any dumb hill.
Yes, that's fair. I think it's more than 10%. Okay. But yeah. But anyway, apparently there's a rumor that Jeff Bezos may buy the Washington football team.
It's something that I've been talking about. You know, what's the saying? The tea leaves.
Yeah.
You know, he bought the Washington Post. The Post has been adamantly doing all these exposés and takedowns of Snyder. Rightfully so.
Right. A lot
of
it's not difficult to do.
And then Bezos drops. And then the football team, Washington, has actually gotten a lot of good hires of females and black people. It would make in high positions. It would make you think that they sort of almost know that there's a new sheriff in town.
Right.
They got a coach who's respected who probably could have got a better job.
And Bezos stepped down from
and
Amazon.
Bezos stepped down from Amazon.
So all these, as Rob says, tea leaves, lead you to believe maybe this guy might be interested in... Because
and you know the NFL would want somebody like Bezos.
And we didn't know, I don't know, 5 months ago if Dan Schneider could survive the bad press because he was accused of sexual harassment. That's putting it lightly.
And there's a lot of people that have been fired that, were... It's just a lot of shady stuff with cheerleaders. Just not to mention He's just a horrible person, horrible owner. Just a
but he's
a
also right. He's also bad. Right. He's a bad owner. On top of all this other stuff, he runs. They're just a very poorly run football team. Okay, so Rob's been talking about this, and now all of a sudden the rumors have been confirmed. There's an article that came out that said, "Hey, this is being bandied about."
Yes,
and Tim's like, "Oh, you just trade one billionaire entrepreneur for another." We're like, what? He goes, what, you think just because he's a billionaire, he'd be good? Well, no. The current... it's very frustrating. The current owner is known to be one of the worst owners in the history of all professional sports.
Yes.
Dude,
like, if you
dude.
Said, who's the worst owner of professional sports, he might be... Matter of fact, I'm going to Google it.
Unanimously.
I don't know if it'd be unanimous.
But it's clearly...
The worst...
One of the first two or three names you
owners
said. Owners
in...
The first.
Professional Dunk sports. Hunt. Here we go. The worst owner of professional sports. The first name that comes up is 15 worst owners. This is 2015 worst owners. This is history. Okay, let me see. I'm just trying to find the most. Okay, so this is of all time. Dan Schneider is 13.
You always say Schneider,
you motherfucker.
Snyder. Dan Snyder. Yeah. This is of all time.
Right.
This isn't today.
This is of 100 years.
This is of all time. Teams. Here he is. Yeah. Sorry, number 14 of all time.
Yes.
And again, I just pulled this up randomly, but according to this, there's nobody, there's only 13 people in history that they believe to be worse. Okay. Anyway, Tim is like, no, you don't just change for change sake. Well, no, it's not for just for change sake. This guy is a horrible person and owner. They're not successful. There's scandal running throughout the organization.
Yes.
I cannot believe somebody is defending it.
He's also a guy that always shits on the team. So he's not like biased towards the team. He's usually thinks they're worse than they are. Like he hated last year. They were 7-9.
Yeah, they made the playoffs.
And he constantly shit on them.
Yeah, I do say Schneider. I'm going to try not to do that anymore. All right, how old is Dan Snyder? Do you know?
He's pretty young. He's probably 55, 56.
He's 56.
Okay.
He's young. He owned him since he was 34.
Yeah.
So he wasn't good at it.
No, when he bought the team, there was like a 100-year waiting list to get tickets, and now
you can just walk up and buy.
Up,
yeah, you can
and
walk.
You know who's next to you buying it? An Eagles fan or a Cowboys, whoever they're playing that day.
But Tim wants to stay with the status quo.
Because the new owner won't win them a Super Bowl.
I don't think that's why. I think the reason that he doesn't want the new owner is because you thought it was a good idea.
It's 100% that's what.
Yes.
It was. Exactly.
There's nobody in the world that would say, let's try something. Let's not try something right. else. My husband's been beating me, but maybe this other guy will beat me too.
Right.
So let's
that's why I made the analogy. Do you think I'd be a better husband than O.J. Simpson? I've never been a husband. Do I've never, I'm not running experience.
Well, O.J. did have some good qualities. He's rich.
I just f***ing woke up.
Obviously, the children are going to be more athletic. It's not this cut and dry.
And then he brought up the guy that owns the Clippers, who's a billionaire, who's in Bezos's tax bracket.
Yes, and they just had their best season in their franchise history.
But they didn't win the NBA championship, so he was a failure as an owner. By the way, their previous owner was the Dan Snyder of the NBA, Donald Sterling.
Yeah, the one who called his employee or the basketball players his property or whatever.
Yes, yes. Giant racist.
And he was the team was taken from him.
Right. Joe and Rob, if this is your fucking idea, fuck you.
Oh, Tim. God. But we do like it's so entertaining though the other times. Anyway. Hey, go to the Dry Bar Comedy. Started to put up some clips of my special on YouTube. I think we got about...
I watched it. It was really good.
Thank you.
It was. And I had heard that joke, but you had added some stuff to it that I hadn't heard.
And they just added another clip. So, Marriage Leads to Murder. Good title. So, I have one up right now. It's 22,000 views, and then another one up, but just hitting 1,000 views just 18 minutes ago. So, just go to YouTube, Dry Bar Comedy, and... like them, share them, all that good stuff.
Speaking of clips, by the way, Tim just texted us, fuck you, by the way, so he's listening. But so speaking of clips, so we went up to the cabin this weekend. Mm-hmm. One of the guys in Die Laughing, they have a cabin. And actually, you didn't go. But we all went up, and we brought the game Rock Band.
Mm-hmm.
And on Rock Band... was the song The Bad Touch.
Oh, Robbie's classic.
Now, you know, in Rock Band, everybody performs and everybody gets a grade.
Yeah.
The singer gets a grade. The bass player gets a grade. The guitarist gets a grade. The drummer gets a grade. Now, Eric, when he sang the first song, he got 100.
Wow.
Now, I actually have a clip of Robbie singing the entire Bad Touch.
Huh.
So what I was going to do was I was going to actually hold that up into the microphone and see if Robbie could score 100 on Rock Band.
I like this.
But we got too fucked up. And we stopped playing. I know.
I'm so disappointed.
Well, Robbie, you wouldn't have... I mean, you wouldn't have got 100 because it
Well,
was,
maybe not, but you Joe just... That was like a... You know, that bit went nowhere, Joe.
But would you have accepted the results?
Of course I would have accepted the results.
Of course you wouldn't. Come on, it's not your real voice. You're not in the moment.
It is his real voice.
No, but I mean, no, it's a recorded version of his voice.
Yeah, but I mean, it's him doing okay. it. I mean, he obviously recorded it and then I got it, so he thinks that it was good.
But Eric had to do it under the pressure of you guys watching.
Well, I'm not really I'm just wondering, because Eric didn't sing as hard a song as The Bad Touch, right? But also, I would have had to have timed it just perfect. You know what I mean? Yeah. It had to be, and I don't know that I could have pulled that off.
No, that'd have been hard to do.
But if I had to do it over again, I would have tried.
Maybe Gramps would like the game Rock Band if you can buy a whole system for him.
And play the I'll Fly Away and the other three songs he listens to.
I was in Pennsylvania at the Harrisburg Comedy Zone headlining. First time out of town headlining in a while. Steve and Drew Miller showed up Saturday
night. Oh, hell yeah. Okay.
It was awesome to see them. And they came to the right show. Friday night. So I hadn't headlined. I was thinking about this. You know, I've done a lot of feature sets. Not a lot, but a few since the world opened or sort of.
So you did 45 minutes.
Yeah, not the first night because I, you know, my pacing, I just hadn't headlined in at least a year. I'm trying to think back.
So you didn't do your time?
Well, I just misjudged where I was. And I think I did like 41, 42. Nobody cared.
No, that's fine.
No, but. But I do remember thinking, I feel like I've emptied the tank here, and I've done crowd work. Why am I at 35 minutes? Like,
huh?
And I guess just the pacing. I had literally done a Zoom show at 8 p.m. for the improv.
Were you starting to try to dig into your bag of tricks, jokes you don't do anymore?
I felt like I'd done that,
the
right?
The play closer.
I should have done that. But I realized...
Stephen Drew Miller would have enjoyed it.
They would have. But I realized that I just, you know, the pacing is just different. With a headline set, and then Saturday night I definitely slowed it down a little bit and just had, I felt like a great set. I felt like they really came to a great show. It was a hot crowd. It was sold out. Well, 100 people, but it is what it is. But it was a good crowd, And I felt like the MC in the feature, just low energy, and I felt like the crowd wanted more energy and sort of they in a kind of a fun way, in a different way, set the table perfectly for me to come up and just annihilate. So
and they were at that show?
They were at that show. Then they decided last minute to add a late show, which I don't get paid anymore for that, but I want the club to do well. 10 people showed up, but they were a fun 10 people.
Oh, hell yeah.
I sold 4 shirts out of 10 people, so that was my pay for that.
Man, you sold 40% of the crowd?
It's pretty good. I wish I could do that in a packed house.
Robbie has a 60% chance of getting my dad on The Bachelor. That's the same percentage of people that didn't buy your shirt.
I want to know, all right, Robbie, what would be your percentage of getting Justin Schlegel on one of these shows? Single Justin Schlegel. Feels like it's easier.
I think I'd have like more of like a 75% chance on.
Okay.
Yeah, he's also hilarious and he's good looking. He's also in the best shape of his life. Of course, he's riddled with steroids or whatever else he's got taking.
But he's not like, he's good. He's very good looking, but he's not going to stand out on that show as like the best looking guy.
He's going to be the funniest guy by a million miles on the show. Well, that matters, right?
They cast people who are a little bit off. And not necessarily people who are actually professional comedians and funny people. In fact, I think they try to shy away from that.
I promise you, Justin's a little off. I promise you.
I could definitely coach him
to be off.
I could coach Justin to act like just crazy enough where they would cast him.
All right.
He could totally do it.
So 75%.
Maybe I'll go with 80. I think Justin's good. Would take my advice and get cast on the show if he really wanted to.
Dan Ninen.
You have a good
pretty
shot.
Pretty high. It's pretty high.
Yeah, on this one, yeah.
On because, the senior one?
Yeah. Well, you know, what is he? He's 60 years old now, right?
He'd have to be honest about that.
Yeah. If he was honest about it and he was 60, he also, his backstory is crazy, right?
Yeah.
That video of him has got like 2 million views.
Yeah.
Does that help him?
Yes.
No, he's so off. I think that they would jump at the chance of getting him on the show.
Okay.
Because he would cause a lot of drama.
So you're confident you can get Dan Ninen on The Bachelor?
Over Justin, easily.
Ninen over Justin. Okay.
Oh, I don't,
I mean,
really?
But I would have to get Ninen's cooperation.
Well, of course. Assume in all these scenarios, everyone's all in. All right. You have to choose between Jeremy Woodworth or Chris Restivo.
Well, I can't get Jeremy on there. 0% chance.
Really? What about Restivo?
0.
By the way, Dan, the Rise and Fall Dan Ninen video has 2.3 million views. It's crazy.
All right. That's pretty amazing. What about Joe or I? We're single.
I get on the
scene. We're ready to mingle.
But I'm not single.
No, in this hypothetical.
I got you. Too vanilla, Robbie?
Yeah, I don't. I think that you guys. No, I don't think I could get either one of you guys on.
Gribbs, 60%. Me, 0%.
On the senior version. Well, you're talking to you guys on the senior version. I don't think I could either get either one of you on the senior version.
All right, what about Katie?
Katie, I could get her on 100%.
100%?
Yeah.
All right.
What would you say? She was married to an old man. You get her on the senior bachelor.
Yeah, we could definitely come up with a good backstory for her where they would want to be her on there, you know.
All right. Mike Chamberlain.
0.
Hey, here we go. You have a better shot at getting Jeremy on or Mike Chamberlain on? Oh, it's Mike easily, right?
Yeah, yes. I guess it'd probably be Mike, yeah.
Well, you know how it has their name and it says what they do for a living underneath?
Yes.
It just says unemployed under Jeremy.
Scott Apple or
Tom Myers.
Tom Myers.
I think I could. I think I'd have a slightly better chance at Scott Apple.
Why do you say that?
Because he's got an interesting personality. I think that they would enjoy him on the show. I think the producers would like him.
You do?
Yeah, I think they would.
He would be immediately. He's not going to get picked.
No. You mean by the woman? No, he'll be off the first week.
But Robbie knows that they want some people. Like the girl this year, there's like 30 girls that are hot and one who's like a 6 and who's annoying.
Yes,
and she made it past, you know, made it halfway through.
Because Jeremy said,
because she created drama.
Exactly.
House.
Jeremy said he wants to be on the All Psoriasis Bachelor. Him and Cyndi Lauper.
Oh, that's going to be a big hit.
All Psoriasis Bachelor. I can't have psoriasis as the show title 2 out of 3 weeks. Let's take a break. Rob and Joe should be right back. Hey, guys. Patreon. We do a show every month. It's behind the scenes. It's things you wouldn't necessarily hear about. It's, I think, the best Patreon in the world, having never listened to anyone else's, but that's what I think.
Well, I think about other Patreon episodes that other really popular podcasts do, and it's just an extra episode.
Exactly.
There's no distinction between what they normally do and this. It's just like you can't get this content unless you pay. But ours, if you pay, you literally get information that is not available. It's specific to the people on the show, the things that we do, the different professions that we have.
Some gigs or jobs that we have that we might not want to say what happened.
Famous people.
Yes.
And we disclose a lot of things, and we talked about this before, but there's a level of trust that we, one time somebody broke that trust. I'm going to tell you exactly what it was.
And we murdered that person.
Mike Anderson, who was a former producer of the Justin Scott and Spiegel show, had resigned and was moving to Florida to...
Joe, this is supposed to be an ad for a
I know,
Patreon.
I'm getting there.
Now you're telling a story. Robbie's hating me.
To produce another show, and I told that on the bonus show, right. But I asked him if I could, and he said yes. Then somebody went up to Justin, and he goes, hey, I heard of Mike Anderson. And he goes, where'd you hear that? And he goes, the Robin Show bonus show. That's the only time somebody ever fucked us.
But it probably helped us get more listeners. So
it did.
It almost worked out for us. But hey, it's $5 a month. You can give more. We greatly appreciate it. It's the best deal going. Check it out. Rob and Joe Show Patreon.
Oh, I thought we were going to hear you.
No, I was getting excited. Get it.
Yeah, it's like the extra long intro, but no.
So, you know, a few weeks ago when
I couldn't find my version.
When I talked about Driver's License, that song.
Oh, the thing's all, I never stopped hearing it.
SNL just did a sketch on it. It's really funny, actually.
Oh, really?
About a bunch of guys, they're shooting pool, and one guy's like, let me play my song first. He goes to the jukebox to start playing. Guy's like, what is this? Turns out they all know it, and they're talking about it. They're relating it to Taylor Swift. They almost fight about it when they start singing. It's actually very well done.
All right.
But I feel like it's like, I guess, well, I don't want to brag.
You're vindicated.
Well, yeah, but when I heard about it, it was already trending at number one. That's got my attention. So not like I discovered it before anybody else did.
Well, when you played it, I was like, well, I like this song. It's good.
Yeah.
I mean, I wasn't critical of it. Normally, I would be. If I didn't like it, I'm not somebody who wouldn't say it.
Robbie was indifferent, I believe.
Robbie?
No, it was nice enough. I mean, okay. It was pleasant. I wouldn't go looking for it.
Gotcha. We mentioned Katie. It's her birthday tomorrow, right? I guess that's the 23rd, right?
That's correct.
Okay. Do you have you got big plans?
I have her gift. It's right over there in that box. Okay. She won't open it until tomorrow.
All right. Are you going out? Or are you?
Yeah, we're going to Tio Pepe's.
That sounds nice. Not going to El Salto's.
No, we're not going to El Salto's. My dad's like, what are you doing for dinner?
Will Gramps get her anything? Does he even know?
I promise you, I got to be careful. Gramps is not considerate enough to get her something for her birthday, for sure. I mean, I don't know what else to say. He won't.
If you said, Dad, get her something, what would he do? How would he do it?
He would be very frustrated. He wouldn't know what to get. He's not. He's not going
to
do it.
But let's say he knew that he had to.
I don't.
Where
wanna,
would he go?
I don't want to put him. I don't want to put him on the spot. I mean,
would he
go?
Order flowers to be delivered? Would he know how to do that?
No, he wouldn't.
Okay. Would he just drive to a florist? Would he drive to Target or Walmart and buy chocolate?
Yeah, Grant Mac is saying write her a poem. Don't
there
do
you go.
That. But no, that's one of the things I need to. I got it. I don't know how to actually articulate. I just have to say it. He can't make it about him, and that's what a poem is. You know what I mean?
So I believe he could talk about how
he just wrote a good idea, of course, because Dad, do not write her a poem.
Why
again,
not? He'll make it nice.
I understand that, but the thing is that my dad doesn't know how to do something kind that isn't about him.
Okay.
I said I wouldn't do this, but it's difficult for him to not insert himself in
gotcha.
It, and I don't want him to do that. So, Yes, that's
so. She's turning. Can we say her age? Are we allowed to do that?
31. Yeah, right. She can say that.
Do you think there'll ever be a point in your relationship where you've closed the hotness gap?
What? No. Right. Between her and I,
like, there won't be a point where, like, you just stay the same level of attractiveness.
God, that's interesting you say that. Here's why.
Rude.
So I'm in the worst shape of my life.
Are you? I feel like I've seen you worse.
I worked out today. I worked out yesterday. I'm going to continue to work. I got to get myself. You know, I probably need to lose 15 pounds.
Okay, you and me both, at least.
So you know me. I can get myself in shape.
No,
as you know.
You can get dedicated.
I do that. So
the eating is your issue.
It is. I love to eat. But anyway, I am at my friend Erica's house with Katie the other day, and a friend of hers comes over that's never met Katie and I, right? But I got to be careful how I say this. She didn't get to spend any time with me. And I feel like, and maybe I'm not self-aware, but I feel like as soon as you see us together, it makes more sense. I might be wrong about that, but I feel like if you see Katie and I interacting with one another, our relationship makes more sense. 100%. Than if you just, okay.
But I'm also so used to you, it's hard for me to... I can't see you for the first time.
Right, exactly. So yeah. So she saw Katie and I, and then we leave, and she immediately goes to Erica. She goes, what's the story there? So... I think I'm looking, I don't even look as good as I did when I met Katie, and Katie looks the same.
How are you dressed?
Probably wearing something like I'm wearing now.
Well, maybe
sweatshirt.
That's part of it.
Yeah, but I mean, what am I going to be in a tux?
No, there's something in between a sweatshirt with a wolf on it
there's
and a tux,
not.
Joe.
No,
you
but
sound
I,
like Tim.
Yeah, right. I could have been in there in a suit, I guess. But
No. You can wear a button-up shirt. You don't really have much. It's either work attire, a suit, or casual. You don't have any.
Well, I have like a ton of, you know, no exaggeration. I probably have 50 button-up shirts.
But are they like work button-up or are they casual, like,
no, like plaid,
on stage,
no,
comedy?
Yeah, I have that kind of, yeah, right. That's what I have. And then I have sweatshirts.
Yeah.
I'm sure I was wearing a sweatshirt.
Okay.
I can almost assure you.
Was she, I mean, whatever she was wearing was nicer than your, whatever.
Well, it doesn't really matter what she wears because,
you're right.
You know, and that's, it's funny because we were driving home, and I said to Katie, I go, be as honest as you possibly can be. What 1 to 10, what do you think you are?
You asked Katie this?
Yes, because she was being critical of herself or something like that.
She does take little shots about her her physically sometimes, which I feel is
right.
Unwarranted.
So I said, well, what do you think? So she goes, she started to say 6, okay? And then she gave herself a 7. And look, she's not bragging about herself. I'm bragging about her.
Right.
And obviously, I want her, I don't know, I like the humility.
Yes.
Right? But, you know, let's be honest. There's nobody that's going to have her that's at a 9 or not a 9 or a 10. That's where everybody in the world is going to.
She's a gorgeous one.
Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, and I'm. You know, I don't want her to see herself. She almost said 6.
But she's the level of hotness so that, let me put it this way. If you play basketball,
right.
Play college,
right.
Division II.
Okay.
You compare yourself against just the average guy, the gym.
Right.
I'm a great basketball player. And
yes,
you are.
You are. You're the best guy in the gym.
Right. Now, if you're the 12th man on the bench in the NBA... Like, yeah, I'm pretty good. I don't really play much. But you're comparing yourself to LeBron James and Kyrie Irving.
But,
so she's hot enough
but where
to look at supermodels and
okay,
cover girls
but that's
and
not
say,
where we
well,
are.
I don't look exactly like that.
We're at the Arlington Draft House. That's where
right.
We're coming from. Okay, so that's who we see.
Well, I'm guessing she was the hottest girl there.
I feel like
right.
She was, you know. I mean, Tommy's mom was there.
Well, she's a looker.
You know.
And she has those that gave birth to Tommy hips. Always makes them more attractive.
Yeah. That's the no Tommy came out of that.
Oh, just to know that. That's tough.
It is disturbing.
But you see my point.
Bench Warmer had a good idea of what mm-hmm. Gramps could get Katie for her birthday.
Oh,
what's
boy.
That?
A P.O. box.
Yeah.
Well, I hope you have a nice birthday.
Yeah, I hope she likes her gift. Do you want to see what I got her? I can show you right now what I got
her. Yeah, I do.
All right, hold on.
I want to see it.
Just kind of vamp.
Yeah. Robbie, do you have any idea what it is?
Jewelry.
Yeah, okay. I would guess that as well. I would think, although it's a very nice gift bag, okay. Oh, I got you. So can I give a hint of what it is? Or?
Let me see if you can listen. Okay, because I don't want her to hear.
Okay.
So hold on. I gotta look out here to see if she's listening.
Right.
Bang it against the microphone. See if
it's not,
what it is.
Not kind of a gift. It's not something that you put on your body.
She's not listening. We can say.
Okay. It's an experience.
You got a spa day?
No, it's a... It's more of a dealer's choice.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Did you guess?
It's better than spa day.
Oh, yeah, it's better.
I said it's experience. He guessed spa day. I said it's a dealer's choice.
Did you want to guess, Robbie?
No, I don't. I'm afraid I might actually say what it is.
No, I'm going to say it.
Yeah.
She's not listening.
Go ahead. Just tell us what it is.
I know. It is a poem from Gramps. No, I'm just kidding.
Night at Morse Burgers.
Yes. No, it's a trip in August of 2021, anywhere in the world she wants to go.
Wow.
That's what it is.
Okay. Anywhere.
Where anywhere.
She's going to pick.
But now let's guess. Okay, let's noodle this. I'm going to say right off the bat, she's going to want to leave the country.
Yeah, of course.
Okay. I'm going to say she's going to want somewhere warm.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. I'm going to go, if she's shooting for the moon here, she's going to say Hawaii. Oh.
Yeah, that'd be good. That's a good guess. She's never been. Mm-hmm. She's never been to California. You know that?
But really?
Yeah.
Okay. But how many, wasn't there a number of days on there?
Yes, there was this many days.
Okay, because that's Hawaii's a long way to go for that short of a time.
Okay, I got a better one. Bora Bora.
It's fun. We know where that is. It's 5 days. You don't think 5 days is good in Hawaii?
No, I don't.
Okay.
I mean, I've never been. It feels like that's a 7 to 2 week thing. Robbie, what do you think?
2 weeks? I can't.
I'm not saying you would do that.
Neither one of us could get off work for 2 weeks.
No. But that feels like you save that for when you have that much time.
Robbie's pulling up. No, it looks nice. I'm sure if you
see those overwater bungalows.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Where
right?
Where is this?
The pool.
How do you know about this, Robbie?
Because that's where I want to go.
The fun of this gift is she gets to do this. She gets to research and think and imagine and talk to friends.
Well, here's the thing. You'd think that it would be better for me to just get it,
right?
But I know my wife. I can't do that.
No, this is too big of a deal.
She's going to want to be involved. She's going to want to pick the day. She's got like all that stuff. So I can't really do what would have been nice, and that's just buy the trip and say, we're going at this time. But she wouldn't enjoy that.
Chat, any recommendations?
Yes. Steve Miller said the Miller Cabin in PA.
Well, the Millers knew how to have a good time, so know how to have a good time. Do you think if she picked somewhere in the United States, where do you think it would be?
Is Hawaii in the United States?
Continental.
She's never been to California. Austin would be a place she'd like to go.
Okay, not back to Vegas.
Maybe Vegas, Nashville.
There are a lot of great spas in New Mexico.
I don't see her.
She's going to go on
the Breaking Bad tour.
Yeah.
I don't see her picking New Mexico.
All right, what about, you're not going to go to Mexico. It's where you had your wedding and your honeymoon, right?
You know, maybe. It depends. I mean.
No.
Tell you what, we went to the Dominican one time and we had an absolute blast.
Okay, so it could be something like that.
Yeah, we made friends both times we went somewhere.
What about Key West?
Oh, I do like Key West.
Yeah?
Yeah, Key West is good. Again, it's her decision.
Okay.
But I'd be willing to go to any of those.
Could
places.
It be like a whole Florida thing, like Universal Studios?
I don't think so, no, because we're going there already.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we're going there. I think we're going to go there in June, I think.
Okay.
Might be May or June we're going.
What about Lake Tahoe?
I don't see her picking Lake Tahoe.
It's pretty nice.
Now, our cousin Eddie bought a house on a lake down in Alabama.
Yeah.
I doubt she'll pick that.
What about the Ozarks? You can run into the bird family.
Yeah.
Marty?
Yeah, maybe that'll be it.
I'm going to go ahead and say it's not going to be Europe. It's going to be an island, a beach thing, if it's out of the country.
Agreed.
Yeah, it's not going to be freaking London.
Yeah, but then it could be in. Yeah, no, or maybe somebody's put Italy in here. That'd be expensive, but I'd go to Italy.
Yeah, that would be nice. You could get some island, some beach action.
You can.
There.
Here's the thing. I'm not really a sightseer.
Right.
I've never done that with her. Now, I'd go like hiking and stuff like that with her. That I do, but like going to looking at the Parthenon and shit like that, that's not my thing. Is that even in Italy, Robbie? It's in Greece, right?
Yes.
Greece. So, yeah, that's what the Leaning Tower of Pisa.
She's not going to want to do that. I saw Leaning Tower of Pisa. It's very unimpressive.
Yeah, Freedom Rider, whoever that is.
You went to Pisa, Rob?
Yeah, you haven't seen my picture? The thing is, it's tiny. It's not very tall at all.
Hey, Freedom Rider says in chat, free place on an Alabama lake. Good idea, Joe.
I'll take you anywhere where I have a uncle hookup.
It's my cousin, but yeah.
Cousin, whatever. All right. Well, I look forward to when she. Do you have a deadline when she decides? Or
no? I mean, I'm going to hand this to her at midnight, and then that's
all right.
She can't wait to get her birthday sex.
Yeah, you're not going to give her anything tangible.
That is tangible.
No, you can grab and hold on to
the card in there.
All right, she'll be disappointed. All right, good job. See you next week.
Later.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.